If you have your Bible, turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. And I want to talk about Christ-like service this morning. I mentioned a few moments ago, we are kicking off ARC Week, Act of Random Kindness Week. And I want to share with you real quick this word random that's in the middle of ARC. Act of Random Kindness. It is random in the sense of, I hope that you just choose somebody randomly to help serve. I'll give you some ideas on how you can serve at the end of the service here in just a moment. But it is not random in that it's pointless. Act of Random Kindness is a choosing a random person that you see that you can go and serve, but it is intentional and with purpose. It has a purpose of sharing the love of Christ with someone else. And we need to serve the way Christ served. Not just randomly or just because it makes us feel good, but because the gospel message is at stake. In Matthew chapter 14, we see a miracle that Jesus performs. He comes and he sees 5,000 individuals. He comes across a lake and feeds 5,000 people with just a small amount of resources. He sees them, but I want you to see how he sees them. If you're in Matthew 14 and you look at the first few verses, if you have headings in your Bible, maybe you see something about John the Baptist beheaded. You see, the beginning of this passage starts with Jesus' close friend, John the Baptist, a relative of his who was extremely encouraging and supportive of the ministry of Christ, being murdered and killed. There was a woman who was married to the ruler and had gotten on John's bad side and decided she wanted him executed. And sure enough, she gets her wish and they behead a close friend of Christ. It's with that context where we see Jesus grieving over the news of a lost friend that we get to Matthew 14, verse 13. It says, when Jesus heard about it, this death of someone close, this circumstance that was gut-wrenching, he did what any of us would do. He withdrew from there by boat to a remote place to be alone. This is a Jesus who is grieving and is sad and is hurt. The circumstances of life are painful. And so we see him wanting to be by himself. But when the crowds heard this, when they heard Jesus leaving, they followed him on foot from the towns. Jesus is going across boat. They're going by foot all the way around the lake, running to catch up with him. In verse 14, as he stepped ashore, he saw a huge crowd. And listen to this. He felt compassion for them and healed their sick. This morning, there's really only one point to my message. We're going to look at several aspects of it briefly, but if there's one thing you can catch this morning about serving the way Christ serves, is this: to serve as Christ serves, you must see as Christ sees. Let me say that again. To serve as Christ serves, you must see as Christ sees. You see, Jesus did not see what we often see. As Cindy was sharing with our Father's house and wanting to minister to the homeless in town, we often see the need to build a wall or a fence. Jesus saw an opportunity to minister. We often see a burden. Jesus sees an opportunity. I'm going to look very briefly this morning at how Jesus sees this crowd and why he chooses to serve them. The first thing we need to understand is this: Jesus didn't see circumstances, he saw opportunity. Jesus didn't see circumstances, he saw opportunity. See, when Christ was at his lowest moment, grieving over the loss of a dear friend, grieving over the loss of a loved one, he only wanted to retreat and be alone. Have circumstances of life ever made you feel like you just wanted to be by yourself? You just wanted to get away from everyone. You're burdened, you're sad, you're depressed. And we see in Matthew 14:10 that John the Baptist has been not just killed, but brutally murdered. It says he sent orders and had John beheaded in the prison. And listen to this, his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl who carried it to her mother. This is not a respectable death. It's sad when we lose a loved one. This is a disgraceful death. The disciples of Christ go and bury the remains of the body, and it even phrases it in that way. They took what was left of John to bury it. But this was not a pleasant circumstance. And all Jesus wanted to do was get alone by himself. Often we see circumstances in our life, and we just want to be alone. Maybe this week you hear about ARC Week, Act of Random Kindness Week, and you think, I'm just not in the mood to serve. Maybe I'll serve next week. Maybe I'll wait until my spirits are lifted a little bit. At his worst, Jesus didn't see the circumstances. He saw an opportunity. He sees a large crowd and immediately has compassion. In Mark's telling of this same story, it says he saw the large crowd and felt compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They needed direction. They needed someone to serve them. Here in Matthew, even before he begins to feed them, it says he heals the sick. He ministers to them. Jesus doesn't see the circumstances. He sees opportunity. And what does this do? This reminds us that to serve as Christ serves, we must see as he sees. Not looking at our own circumstances, but looking at the opportunities we have before us. But secondly, to serve as Christ serves, we must see as he sees. Jesus did not see crowds. Jesus saw people. Now, it says that Jesus saw a large crowd, but he didn't focus on the large group. I shared with you that this is the parable, or not the parable, I'm sorry, the story of when Jesus feeds 5,000 people. And certainly he meets their needs later on in the chapter. But look at the first thing he does. Before he addresses the large crowd, it says, as he stepped ashore in verse 14, he saw a huge crowd, felt compassion on them, and healed their sick. Now, we're not talking about him waving a hand over the crowd and saying, if you're sick, you're not anymore. When Jesus heals the sick, he reaches down and he grabs them by the hand. He touches them where they're ill. He hugs them and he loves on them. He individually ministers to these people. Jesus didn't see just a large crowd. He saw sheep without a shepherd. He saw people who were in need. And you and I likewise can be guilty of just seeing a large crowd instead of seeing people. This morning's message is not about the events that have transpired over the last week in our country, but they bear mentioning here this morning. Our country is really good at dividing people into crowds, into groups, into large lumps. And so we have this past week, we have two groups. We have those who are against police and those who are for police. Those who are for one race and those who are for another race. Those who are in favor of one agenda and those who are in favor of another agenda. And we hear instances where two black men are killed by police officers and we immediately jump on a side. It's a criminal's fault or it's the police's fault. We immediately jump to conclusions. This morning, I have no desire to try to get into was something just or unjust. But this morning, I think we need to stop looking at crowds and start grieving that lives were lost. We need to stop looking at groups or hashtags and start understanding that individuals were killed. We have to stop looking at police and non-police and realize that there were five police officers who were shot in cold blood. We have to understand that this isn't about a group or a movement. This is about people. This is about individuals. Whether you side with one side or another, and I hope that you'll pray through how God would lead you to speak on these circumstances, we need to grieve because lives were lost. That lost people are now eternally separated from God. That families don't have sons, don't have husbands. See, we tend to focus on the group as a whole. And we put our hashtag out there on Facebook or on Twitter. And we take a stand on this large group instead of seeing individuals who need the love of Christ. Certainly there is justice and there is injustice. As Christians, we stand for justice in every circumstance, in every case. And if there's injustice, we stand against it. But we also stand united that every individual is created in the image of God, whether you agree with them or whether you don't agree with them, whether you think they're right or whether you think they're wrong. There are people in our community that we don't like and aren't comfortable with. There are people in Robinson, Illinois that we just don't want to have anything to do with. Jesus didn't look and see groups of people. He saw individuals. And if we're going to serve as Christ serves, we have to start looking and seeing as Christ sees, loving individual people regardless of whether we agree or disagree. Thirdly, as we want to serve as Christ serves, we must see as Christ sees. Jesus did not see setbacks. He saw potential. There comes a point when these crowds are getting close to evening time, dinner time, and they're getting hungry. Their stomachs are rumbling. And so the disciples come to Jesus, and he says, send the people away. We're hungry. You're hungry. Let's get by ourselves. Go get something to eat. They can go in town and get something to eat. Go through a drive-thru real quick and get them a fish sandwich or whatever they get in first century Israel. Let's send them away so they can get something to eat. Jesus, knowing that the crowd is 5,000, it says 5,000 men. If you count women and children, it may have been 10 or 12,000. Seeing the crowd is large, obviously understands they don't have enough to feed them. But look in verse 16. He says, they don't need to go away, Jesus told them. You give them something to eat. Verse 17, the disciples say what we would say, but we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish here, they said to him. Here's what the disciples were saying. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish won't feed the 13 of us, Jesus. I don't know what you're planning on feeding them, but I'm hungry. And if we give everybody a scale, there still won't be enough to feed everyone. You see, the disciples, they only saw the setbacks. There is no way that can be done. But Jesus saw the potential. And that's why Jesus says, what do you got? In verse 18, he says, bring them here to me, he said. He prays, blesses the bread, and he breaks the bread. He distributes the fish, and what do you know? Every individual has enough to eat with a bountiful amount left over. Now, as we're thinking of Ark Week, I know what you're thinking. I'm not Jesus, and I can't turn 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish into enough to feed 5,000 people. All we can look at in this circumstance is Jesus is Jesus. He can do it, but we can't. I beg to differ, though, because Jesus says that we are to be Christ-like, that we are to follow His example. Now, I'm not suggesting that you can go out and feed 5,000 people in our community. As a matter of fact, I'm not even suggesting that's your goal. What I am saying is that instead of looking at setbacks or reasons why you can't serve, start looking at for potential ways that you can serve. What do you have that you can do? Who are people that need something that you have that you can share? Maybe a talent you have that you can work. Maybe a material item that you have that you can give. Some way that you can serve someone else. It would have been easy for Jesus to say, you know what, we don't have enough. These people are hungry and they've got to figure it out on their own. But Jesus didn't see the setback. He only saw the potential. This morning, as we look at Matthew chapter 14, I want us to be reminded to serve as Christ serves. And the only way we can serve as Christ serves is to start to see as Christ sees. Seeing potential instead of setbacks. Seeing people instead of groups. Seeing opportunity instead of circumstances. I'm sure that we'll all come up with a ton of reasons and excuses why we can't serve somebody else this week and in future weeks. Maybe we don't feel like we have the money or the talent or the ability or the time. Maybe we don't feel comfortable sharing with certain people. Maybe we only want to have our service be towards people we care and like and know. Whatever the setback is this morning, whatever hindrance would keep you from serving, Let us start asking God to help us have the eyes of Christ and to see just as Christ sees. This morning, as we come to a close, I want you to know that Christ sees every person in the same light, created in the image of God, someone who He cares for and loves for immensely. And the service of Christ did not stop at healing sick on earth. It did not stop by feeding people who were hungry. The service of Christ led Him to lay down His life for all the world. This morning, Christ wants to serve you by offering you redemption and forgiveness. Christ wants to give you a new life. And the service that He has for you is not just to feed your stomach, but to feed you spiritually, to offer forgiveness. So this morning, as we come to a close, and we come to our time of invitation, I want you to think of two things. One, how can I be served by Christ and know Him personally? How can I receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ? And secondly, how can I then serve others the way Christ has served me? Let's pray together. Father, I'm grateful and I'm thankful for Your Word. I'm thankful for Your example. And Lord, this morning as we think about how You served others, let it be a reminder to us that we are to serve others as well. Lord, I ask Your forgiveness because often I see people through my own lens and through my own eyes. I see only what I want to see and how I want to see. Lord, this morning I pray that You would help me to see like You see. Help me to see people. Help me to see those who are created in Your image. Help me to see opportunity and potential. And Lord, let me serve others the way You have served us. Lord, we pray for forgiveness. We pray for grace and we pray for mercy. Lord, we thank You for salvation. It's in Your name we pray. Amen.